This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, here with us to share their story this morning, it is Becca and Dennis Amaral. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going?
Thanks for coming. And you brought Wyatt with you.
Yep.
Yes.
What a cutie. How old is Wyatt?
He is 9 months.
9 months old, Wyatt. And you guys, as parents, we're all, other than Courtney, we're all parents here. I can't imagine what it's like when you find out that your son, who is, how old is Wyatt?
Nine months.
Is going to be fighting cancer.
It was definitely scary. I'd be a liar if I said we weren't prepared for it. But, you just take it one day at a time and you try to make the most out of every single moment you can. And he's doing great.
At 3 months old, something starts changing within him, and you guys, as parents, notice it. What was it? What led you to go to the doctors and ask the questions?
His head size had gone from 17th to 99th percentile in 2 weeks.
Holy
wow.
Well,
yeah.
And he started having problems with digesting, and he was regurgitating up every single bottle that we gave him. So we definitely thought something was wrong.
I think that's a really important thing, because that's something that, you know, as parents you deal with when babies are babies.
Yep.
And you have to be focused on that and focused on things that may seem normal or that other parents may be dealing with, but think about that and get it checked out, right? It's so important to do that.
Yeah, and we thought it was the stomach bug to begin with.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, we'll just go to the South Shore Hospital and see what's going on. And then we just got rushed over to Children's, and everything just kind of kept going from there. And it was a lot, being told at 7 in the morning after 20 hours of no sleep, just Wyatt crying all night because he couldn't be fed. And then getting a diagnosis of the brain cancer and being forced up to med surge floor, and we were there for an hour because he just wasn't doing good.
Yeah,
his vitals started to tank, and he just blood pressure shot up, heart rate shot up, and it was scary. So we spent an hour there, and they swung us over to the ICU, and that was when the real fight began. He was intubated almost immediately. So it was very scary in a lot, but...
Hearing it, it's difficult. I can only imagine, because Greg and Courtney are right, you begin when you have a newborn, you have doctor's appointments all the time, two-week check-ins, all that, and then you're in an ICU and your beautiful son is fighting for his life. From the surgery until today, how have things progressed, and how has the Jimmy Fund helped and your guys? I assume they are treating you as much psychologically as they are treating your son medically.
Yeah, they're super helpful. We appreciate everything they do. We're up there once or twice every week, and he's doing good. He's been tumor-free since May.
Awesome.
We have a scan within the next month to see if it stayed that way, but the chemo is definitely helping, and he's doing really good.
Oh, that's awesome. Is the hottest part, you know, I have three kids, but as a parent, when they're that young, they can't communicate, so you feel, like, helpless because you don't know what's wrong. Like, you know, you're saying, you know, baby's crying, you didn't know if it was a stomach ache, but they're not able to, you know, voice that. That has to be the hottest part going through, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you really have to, like, learn how he acts and
right.
how his emotions are. And every single cry, I'm sure all parents will say this, but there's different cries for different situations. So we're kind of good at picking up on that
right.
now. But yeah, it definitely is hard.
Right.
There's no other way to put it.
For those that are driving to work or listening at home and thinking about giving, what has the experience been like for you when it comes to this totally unique place, this unique city that we live in, and this these unique hospitals that we get to take advantage of?
It's definitely nice. What's actually funny is I'm an EMR, so I used to work around here on an ambulance. So I've been to a majority of these hospitals, and I can't say anything better about them. They're amazing. But specifically with the Jimmy Fund and everyone else in the city, it has been a real blessing to just have all this help and resources at our fingertips. I just couldn't imagine a better place to be, especially for the situation that we find ourselves in.
Becca, just as a mom, you're dealing with a million emotions as a new mom, and, you know, how have you survived this?
It's been very insane, very scary, but I want to say, like, the biggest peace of mind has just been, like, that he's okay and that, you know, he's acting perfectly fine. He's very unfazed by all of this.
He's so well-behaved.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he is. You talk about your child going through chemo in the first year of his life.
Yeah.
You see adults going through chemo and they are bedridden. For an infant, how was he able to go through that? As parents, how were you able to help him through that?
It's difficult. I, like, you know, you guys were talking about earlier, just knowing, like, what he needs when he needs it. But he's doing all the normal baby things when he's supposed to be, and he's very unfazed by a lot of this, which is just the best.
A strong little man.
Well, yeah, strong, absolute stud.
Look at him.
Well, we thank you guys for sharing your story, and we're going to be thinking about you and thinking about Wyatt, and we appreciate you guys coming here today and telling us a little bit about what you're going through.
No, thank you for having us.
I mean, how many people can say when they grow up that they kick cancer's ass before they turn one?
Yeah. Not many. Not
many. And sat across from Chris Curtis with better hair.
I mean, that is a badass scar on his head.
And yeah.
What an unbelievably well-behaved young man.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We are at Fenway Park, and it is day number two of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. 2,806,927 is incredibly what you have given so far. You can call 877-738-1234 to give and to help families like the Amarals. You can also text to give any amount when you text KCANCER to 56512. Coming up, we're going to be joined by a candidate for mayor here in our city of Boston, Josh Kraft. But I think right now we can get to some of this morning's news with Courtney.
I'm sorry, are we doing news right now?
We were going to.
Okay.
That is what I said earlier at the start of the show, but I could. Would you rather trend now?
Nope. Sean? My apologies. I did not hear you say that earlier, so I did not have a news open ready, but here we are.
Okay. Well, Jackson would have had it ready.
You're right.
I mean,
let him slide in.
It's time for...
Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney? She's a registered Republican? Oh, now I love her ass.
The news.
If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
I'm glad you told me that.
On WEEI.
Well, because of Hurricane Erin, and I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, he's the weather guy here, but Hurricane Erin is sending some dangerous waves towards the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. I saw on the social medias a rescue yesterday in Ogunquit. Ogunquit, Maine.
Yes, yeah. There's been a rescue in Ogunquit, but really...
Did you see that video by any chance?
Insane.
There were Wiggy famously didn't save.
No, he didn't.
No.
Wiggy didn't jump in. But there were kids, young kids, out on boogie boards
yes.
or whatever, and couldn't get back because of the waves, and they went out and grabbed them. Unbelievable.
Well, they're saying it's the rip current right okay. now, which you're never supposed to fight. If you're ever caught in one, you let it take you. You'll get out of the rip current, and then you can swim back to shore. The craziest thing, though, 144 people have had to be rescued in the last 6 days
Jeez.
In Hampton Beach.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you have to be cautious as you're getting in the water right now. Here's one surfer, Brody Bursford, on BZ.
I mean, I was surfing out there. The surf wasn't very good, but the water was kind of warm, but you could see the rip currents in some of the spots. You could see, like, the difference in the water, and it was, like, that could be dangerous.
Dangerous, brah.
Yeah.
Brody, I feel like, has to be a surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
Surfer, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I never get why.
Got some gnar.
Why people go out, like, you know, walk into the water in the shore yeah. and then get to their waist.
I know. You don't go any farther.
No,
than we
and
know.
Then they
we
keep
know.
Going and going
yes,
and going.
They like swimming
yeah.
in the ocean.
Right? Yeah, but there's a difference of swimming
I know
in
you're,
the
well, you're terrified of
no.
the ocean.
No. I'd rather swim in the middle of the ocean on a boat where there's no rip currents rather than the shore where it's over your head and it's going
to. We have to get out there. Not everybody has access to a boat. I mean,
yeah, well, guess what? Swim in a pool.
It's very dangerous to jump off a boat as well. I mean, rip currents are rare. They're not going to get you every time you walk out.
No, but the rip current is in that shoreline right
yes.
when you
yes.
start to get over
yeah.
your head.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, you jump in, you ain't got to worry about a rip current.
Right.
But
you're
boarding sharks.
Boogie yeah. boarding's fun. Have you ever yeah. gone boogie
right.
boarding?
Yeah, no,
you
I'm
catch
good.
A wave, boom.
Wiggy, throw caution to the wind. Go in the
nope.
water.
Nope.
All right.
Well, Tiago Rentz, a Harvard medical student, was trying to enjoy his movie at the Boston Common AMC Theater with a friend last Wednesday when he complained about a group of rowdy teenagers that were
making noise?
Yes,
or
disrupting
okay.
the movie, all being right. loud, talking, right. yelling during the movie. Well,
were they on bikes and dirt bikes or no?
Not inside the theater.
Not inside the theater.
No,
okay.
All right. But when he was leaving, he said he was jumped and attacked by this group of teens, punching and hitting him in the lobby for multiple minutes.
I see.
Here's Tiago on BZ.
A group of 8 guys and 2 girls, they started making noise, clapping, screaming, disturbing all the people. And I asked them to be quiet. I asked them for respect. And they just ignored me, and they started hitting me, and they were punching me for 2 or 3 minutes.
I feel like it's like complete lawlessness. I like all over the country, but certainly here more than it has been.
Teens are terrifying right now.
Yes.
I feel like if James just stands upright and looks at someone in the eye, he'll be a CEO considering yes. the competition. Yes. Well, they'll all be working for Wyatt. But.
Yes.
Yeah. Jasveen Sangha, better known as the Ketamine Queen, she pled guilty in the Matthew Perry case yesterday. So 5 people were arrested last year in connection to Perry's death in 2023. She was accused of selling the drugs that led to Perry's overdose. She pled guilty to 5 criminal counts, 1 for maintaining a drug-related premises, 3 for ketamine distribution, and 1 for distribution of ketamine resulting in the death or serious bodily injury of someone.
There were also doctors
yes.
that were over-prescribing him. them. Correct. Right? Am I right about that?
Those were the other people that were arrested last year. Yeah. There were five in total. But in exchange for admitting guilt, prosecutors agreed to drop three additional ketamine charges. She could face up to 45 years in jail now, which she should. If she's if she was selling ketamine, vials and vials and vials of ketamine to Matthew Perry, and that's what ended up killing him.
I go back to the way everybody just said he had been clean. Like, why did they say that? Like,
he probably because he was telling them that. Right. I mean, he wrote a book about it.
He was found in a hot tub, unresponsive, a guy that had been abusing drugs the majority of his life. Odds are he didn't just forget to swim. And you say this to so many people that are fighting addiction, and then you find out that he was in the middle of this awful, you know, spiral.
Yeah.
Well, we have some affiliate news today. Today we'll go to Rhode Island, Greg.
Yeah.
Body cam footage has been released of Rhode Island Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan and her friend being arrested in Newport on Thursday night.
Have you seen this?
I have.
It is fantastic. So she's a special hello to our Rhode Island affiliate, everybody listening in Providence on our Rhode Island radio station. And she's a special attorney general. I don't know what that means. She probably doesn't either. But they were creating a ruckus at a place in Newport.
Yep.
And they wanted them to be removed.
Correct.
And they are refusing to go because of who they are.
Correct.
Do we have the body cam audio?
Yeah, this is the body cam footage, the audio of it. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the video to go along with it. Outside of Clark Cookhouse, where this all went down.
You guys just want to know, do you want them trespassed?
Anything we can do.
Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass, get them out.
Please.
I know that your protocol is...
So you're trespassed, or we got to leave now? Unless you want to be an ambulance.
We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing.
You're
number one.
What did I just say to you?
She's a f***ing lawyer, so she knows. I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. Let's go. We're going.
She's an AG.
You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge is in the car. You want to get a badge?
Let me tell you something.
Are you under arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me. Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
Wow. Oh my God.
No.
These poor guys. Like, we don't thank police officers enough.
No.
Like, all they had to do was leave.
Sit.
Go to another bar.
Yeah. There's plenty around. My God.
There's enough in Newport.
It's the privilege, though. They think they have the privilege.
I'm
an AG.
You're not Mirandizing me. Like, lady, just move on.
I'm an AG.
The video, what these guys had to deal with, and hello to the Newport Police Department. In fact, they came and saw us when we did the road show down
there. So nice.
Great bunch of guys and gals down there. But they have got to put up with somebody who's trying to threaten them when they were trying not to arrest them. The second woman, her friend, they're forcing her in the back of the car because she won't go. She's got her feet. She's lying down on the back seat of the cruiser, kicking her feet off the door. Enough.
You're not Mirandizing me.
And when they first showed up, she asks them to turn the body cam off.
Right, right.
She says, I'm asking you to do it, so you have to. They're like, lady, sit down.
God, they don't get paid enough.
No.
On this same subject, did you see the person that was trying to get the woman to leave the bookstore that went viral?
No.
There's this bookstore that closes at 9.
Yeah.
This woman's like, I'm not leaving. It's my property, too. And they're like, it's private property. And she's like,
Was it Jackson? I mean, he calls the police if the place isn't open during their open hours on the website.
So I was just shocked there was a bookstore that actually still existed. Yeah,
I blame all those law shows because everybody thinks they're a lawyer. You're not Mirandizing me.
All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that is today's news. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending.
This morning at 9, former Bruin Andrew Razor Raycroft joins the Greg Hill Show. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first to the Orioles 6-3. Dustin May went six innings, giving up two runs on eight hits while striking out five. Alex Cora credited Orioles pitcher Trevor Rauger on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, he's amazing. I mean, look at the numbers, what he's done throughout the season. We saw him early. We saw him tonight. The command of the fastball, both of them, elite. The changeup is a real good one. I mean, he's doing that to everybody. We saw him last year pitch well against us too. He's pitched well against us throughout his career, but what he's doing now is, you know, what they traded for, right? And he's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The Sox did get an acquisition done yesterday, signing first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. He ended up pinch hitting and walking in the ninth of the loss. They've got another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the Pats, we're back at Gillette for practice yesterday, and Drake May was picked off twice by Robert Spillane. The first came during 7-on-7, while the second, 11-on-11s. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Fresh blueberries are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today, pick up blueberries by the pint for $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. When you shop with the Shaw's app, you get amazing deals and earn points on every purchase. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Thank you, Courtney. A candidate for mayor in our city, Josh Kraft, will join us next on day number two of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radiothon from Fenway Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, we are at Fenway Park and creeping up there when it comes to a donation total, which is now over $2.8 million. And yesterday morning, we got that $1 million match from Rob Hale, one of the most generous people in the world. And that helped us get up to we're at 2.806 to $927 right now. You can give when you call 877-738-1234. You can also text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. But with us right now, a guy who has been here before in a different role, Josh Kraft. And you were here on the telethon years ago, a couple of times,
yeah.
With the Patriots Charitable Foundation.
Yeah, exactly. 2 years ago, right here, with the afternoon show, I believe, at that time. But look, how could I not be with turn down Greg Hill? I remember you from AAF. We got Snowball Wiggy over here. Courtney, Chris, my fellow alum. It's like a homecoming for me.
Is it awkward when Greg shows up at Thanksgiving and says he's the fifth Kraft son?
It's the sixth Kraft son.
I mean, I've been there since the beginning. Yeah. I mean, your dad said it, so I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it comes with lifetime tickets or anything like that, but I'm in.
We're happy to have the Hill man down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
I've heard that clip many times.
It's his favorite.
Right. Exactly. We have to play it at least twice a week.
You know, my dad used to listen to you on AAF all the time.
Yes, he did. He was a big guy. I think he was a big Aussie fan.
Yeah, huge.
And
Megadeth.
and Megadeth. Before we get into your run for mayor, which I've declared you many times to be my mayor, You guys grew up here. You know this region. What happens with this Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon and the Jimmy Fund? It is unique, I think, to our area.
It's incredible. It's powerful. You all raise. I mean, what's the goal today? This week?
Well, I hope we get over four. I'd love to get six. We did just short of four last year, but in total, over the last 23 years, $74 million has been donated through this.
It's unbelievable. And the results are right in the room. When we came in, I was talking to a gentleman named Chuck who's volunteering. He was diagnosed with 4-stage renal cancer. He's given 4 or 5 years to live. He's now on year 10. He's volunteering here. That's the impact. Every dollar counts because every dollar goes to a guy like Chuck. Changes his life and his family's life, and it's just off the charts. I know I was treated a couple times for prostate cancer, not as serious as that, and I can say when I went for my second round of treatment, the radiation, the young women in the radiation room were the best. I saw who came in before me, kids, young parents with young kids. I'd come in the end of the day usually, and they'd be so upbeat, and I'd be upbeat joking, and they'd say to me, oh, you're always upbeat. I said, well, how can I not be? Look what you deal with every day, and you're always upbeat, happy, and you're inspiring. And that's what every single dollar goes to people like that and helps people like Chuck.
Well, I'm a homer, but I always say that we live in the most generous region in the country, and you got to experience that when you ran the Charitable Foundation for the Patriots. And what do you think it is about here that makes people so generous?
I think because people are real. They're genuine and authentic. They'll argue. I'm sure you all do it every day. I know you do. I've heard of you before. Yeah. But in the end, when the right things need to be done, people will always come together. Yeah. And that's the power of community. Sorry, Courtney.
What is it about your family in particular, though? We just did a tour at Dana-Farber 2 weeks ago, and your parents' name is front and center on one of the donors' boards as being one of the biggest donors. Your family's name is attached with every charitable organization in the state, in the region. Is that just your upbringing, that was instilled in all of you guys to give back to the community?
Yeah, you know, my late mother always used to say, and my dad, they used to tell us, you know, we grew up on the mean streets of Chestnut Hill. Everybody knows. But they used to say to us, your worst day is most people's best day. So you make sure people that are marginalized and overlooked are not only safe, but they have access to opportunity, because that's the only way you'll build equitable community.
Wow, that's amazing right there.
Yeah.
Because I want to jump in real quick. Obviously, I know you through the relationship as a Boys and Girls Club. That's mm-hmm. where I grew up. That's what kept me on the straight and narrow.
The legendary Wally Bowe, Dave
Wally
Bowe,
yes. Yep. They kept me off the streets and kept me on the straight and narrow.
Great guys.
With you making this transition into becoming, hopefully, the new mayor, what's the focus? Because we talk stories with some of these young teenagers and these young kids that just out there acting up, you know, getting into trouble. And I feel like they're missing the programs that we had as kids that can kind of get them in the right direction. So what's going to be your focus for those younger kids that, you know, come from environments where it's a little bit more edgier?
Yeah. So, Jermaine, I spent 30 years with Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston, and then I spent 5 years still doing community work in Boston and Chelsea, and I worked a lot, and I've done a lot of work in the reentry field. A lot of folks that, and I always say, after the Boston Police, our number one tool to keep our streets safe is our reentry community, because they're committed and they're passionate about making a difference. And I think it's really using them and their knowledge to reach the kids that are struggling. And there's so many great programs across the city, smaller nonprofits. And we actually released a great, I'm biased, but a great reentry policy that we want to make Boston the number one reentry, the number one city for reentry in the country, because they're such a, those men and women are such a great resource exactly for what you're talking about.
Do you think it would help if we were able to get more bike lanes in the city?
I don't know. You're not riding your bike anymore?
Look at me.
I mean, he looks like Lance Armstrong, big brother.
But I mean, I know you. I'm sure you saw Saturday. There's 100 over 100 bikers, dirt bikers, running through the tunnels. And as mayor, how do you? Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for people that are driving. It's disruptive. How do you stop something like that?
With the motorbike folks and the bike lanes. Yeah. And so this is going to be a bit of a long answer. But everywhere we've gone in the city, every single neighborhood, 22, 23 neighborhoods, regardless of socioeconomics, race, ethnicity, religion, language, we hear the same thing. People don't feel listened to. And people don't feel connected to the city like they were under Mayor Menino and Mayor Walsh and Mayor Flynn. And the bike lanes are a great example of that. There was no, and I'm not, everyone says I'm opposed to bike, I'm not opposed to bike lanes. I'm opposed to how they were installed. There was no traffic studies. Community feedback was ignored. And there was no study on the impact of small businesses.
That's the key thing.
Yeah.
Like, and these people can't park and go to these small businesses.
They're down 10-40% all in different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And sorry to cut you off, Greg. But so let's take the time to do the studies to see community feedback, get community feedback, understand the impact on business, and then understand traffic flow, pedestrian flow, bike flow, and then figure out the best places to put
them. When it comes to business, what can a mayor do? What would you do to get people back in offices and help some of these small businesses? You know, restaurants, they can't count on lunch anymore. Like, and I'm sure you hear that when you're talking to your potential constituents.
Yeah, we have to reimagine downtown. We have to reimagine downtown. The post-COVID world, I don't have to tell you for. You know what's happened in the impact, especially on small businesses downtown and the vacancy rate in buildings. We're going to lose, as a city, $1.7 billion of commercial tax revenue, the money for city services, over the next 5 years.
$1.7 billion.
Billion over the next 5 years. And you know, the current administration, and they should, focuses on the federal cuts to education and health care, which are brutal. But the real, another major issue, in some ways more impactful than that, is the commercial tax revenue we're losing. So we need to reimagine downtown. Our administration, day one, we're going to be open for business. We want to attract any and all businesses back to our downtown. You know, we have great schools here, great hospitals. We have to incentivize and encourage businesses from across the country that this is the place they need to be. And we'll create ways to invite them here and get them here because we need to find that tax revenue.
Josh, so for me, recovery is a big, important issue. And I think Mayor Walsh was well-meaning and trying to figure out a way. Mayor Walsh also in sobriety. This has been something that he had spoken often about. Mass and Cass, the ways in which that we have treated and handled those that are suffering through addiction. I feel like under Mayor Wu, it's been a lot of just move them from place to place and not solve the problem. How would you go about attempting to try and finally fix a broken system for those that are suffering and in need of help and addiction?
Thanks, and congratulations on your sobriety. How many?
9 years.
Congratulations. So, look.
It's hard for him working with this group.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah. Last week, Courtney had to, like, keep me away.
Well, they, look, and we just did, there's a great group, women. It's called the HEAT program. They work with all the women that are getting sex trafficked down there. So we did a walkthrough with them. I did. Actually, my older daughter who was in town came with us. And just on a anecdotal level, I drive by it every 3, 4, 5 times a day because our headquarters are right in Nubian Square. But it's just inhumane. It's horrible. Like, the women we were with gave some woman a popsicle. You would have thought she wrote her a check for $10 million. So, exactly. The problem, our focus for that, for Mass and Cass, the number one is recovery first. Not housing first, recovery first. And we put together a group with some of the best recovery people in the city. I'm sure folks you know, John McGann being one of them, and law enforcement community leaders. And 3.5 years ago, a number of the businesses and community stakeholders came up with a concept of the Recover Boston campus, which is about $10 to $12 million a year to run. And that's what we've held on to. We want to reinstitute regular meetings with the state and community stakeholders and surrounding municipalities to make this a reality, hopefully in our first 6 months. Because the other thing, everybody's got to ante up money-wise for this, because it is not a Boston problem. It's a regional problem. The state, surrounding municipalities. And we think the Recover Boston campus, which will deal with addiction and mental illness, and then as folks move down their recovery path, start to add in basics of housing stability and workforce development. There's a program like it in Durham, North Carolina. And as I said, this program was adopted 3.5 years ago, or conceived 3.5 years ago, but was never taken out.
They'll be all over me saying I'm on the take if I don't give you any hardballs, if I only get softballs.
You can give me hardballs.
So, first, what do you say to those who say you're running so that you can get a stadium for the Revs, for the family?
Yeah. Yeah, and I hear that frequently in specific neighborhoods. Let me tell you this. I've spent 35 years, Greg, and Jermaine knows, in the communities of Boston, Boys and Girls Club, substance use disorder work, reentry work. And in those 35 years, the greatest gift I got were all the people I've gotten to listen to and learn from. And the number one thing they've taught me is the power of community to come together and make change for the greater good. That's what's inspiring me to run for mayor. And look, anything to do the Everett Stadium, I will follow the guidelines of the state Ethics Commission and recuse myself from all decisions. However, our Charlestown residents will always be the priority when we're talking, and I'll go at it with my dad and Jonathan. That's okay. It wouldn't be the first or the last time.
Yeah.
And you
have brought up the wild amount of money that is being spent on the stadium. So go ahead.
White Stadium. Yeah. I was going to say the stadium I really want to talk about is White Stadium.
Yep.
You played over
there.
Played over there, right?
Played over there, ran track over there.
Right.
You ran track?
Yeah, I did.
When was that?
I think that was my junior. No, I actually threw the javelin, and the track coach the track coach was the Spanish teacher, so he said, "Hey, you want to make your time in Spanish class a little bit easier?" And I regret it now because I wish you not to speak Spanish.
Right.
But
si se puede.
Yeah, all the track meets were at White Stadium.
Yeah, okay. There you go. And you know, Jermaine, I mean, White Stadium has needed an upgrade for 50 plus years. So here's the deal. We found out from someone at City Hall the current price tag, and we had proof of it, picture of a computer screen of $172 million.
So this is for to create this new stadium.
Create this stadium.
$175 million.
$172 is the last number we saw.
$172 million.
And so $172 million. BPS Kids will not have 100% access to it. In fact, football won't be able to play games till mid-November. What is that, one game a year? If that. In addition, generations of families that have lived around that park are going to have restricted access to it. And for $172 million, that's obscene. First, and I already told you about the $1.7 billion of commercial.
Yeah.
I know Lowell, Cauley Stadium in Lowell was rebuilt for $8 million. And then the Emerald Necklace Conservancy has a proposal that goes from anywhere from $30 to $60 million, depending on the bells and whistles. And that is strictly for BPS kids and the generations of family that have used the park. So I know we'll split the difference. We'll say $25 million. And we've already talked about the great philanthropy in this city. I'm confident we could end up paying the city $10, $12 million, get another $12 million from philanthropy, and have a great stadium solely for the use of BPS kids and the generations of families that have used a park, like, you know, I think of Gene McGuire, who founded Mecco, a legend in that community.
The Globe, I think the latest Globe polling has you down by 30 points.
I think it's 28 to 3.
Yeah. Closer. Yeah. But I'm going to just say this. If I paid attention to every poll, I wouldn't have gotten in. I wouldn't have become a politician 6 months ago if I paid attention to every poll. Although there was an Emerson poll shortly after we announced that had us down 14. So I'm going to tell you this, and I mentioned it earlier. Every single neighborhood we go into, whether it's me, folks I work with, folks, our volunteers, we are getting an unbelievable amount, an unbelievable response. Energetic, passionate, we want you. And we hear the same thing across the city. Again, socioeconomics don't matter, race doesn't matter, ethnicity, religion, none of that, language. People don't feel connected to the city or heard by the city. And that's been a hallmark of Boston mayoral government. Sorry, Courtney.
No, not at all. Just for my generation, I'm 33 years old. I'm married. But what I hear from all my friends is affordability in the city, whether it's trying to buy a house or renting. What can you do as mayor to help that? Because people are leaving the city because they just can't afford to live there anymore.
So thank you, Courtney. Our number one, besides the big picture issue of not being affordability, especially around housing, especially for working people. Working people cannot afford to live in the city. We know there's 26,000 units of permanent housing that cannot get built because it's just not cost of, it's too expensive for developers to build it. Our first day, we're going to come in, we're going to jumpstart those projects because with those 26,000 units comes $125 million-plus of tax revenue. We're going to take a portion of that and create a first-time home buyer program that includes working people. Right now, working folks make too much to qualify for a program and not enough to buy a home. The median price of a home now is right around $1 million. So we're going to expand eligibility and include more people so they can qualify work to build a home. And then our second program is an opt-in rent control program where landlords, if they opt in and keep their rents at minimal increases over 10 years, they get a 20% tax rebate. So they get a tax rebate. Renters get affordable below market rents. It's not mandated by the legislature, which usually doesn't work and will never get approved. And it's opt-in. And we already know one landlord who has 600 units has run the numbers. They said they would opt into the program.
I have one idea.
Share that with your friend.
I will. I will.
Josh, brilliant Rivers idea. This one's totally on the house. So you know how we have street sweeping that goes up until, I think, November 1st every year, and then from November 1st to April 30th, there's no street sweeping. Why can't we close bike lanes in that same time frame? I.e., so it's you're not going to be biking in December.
Right.
And you would clear, so for snow removal, for whatever, you just close, use the same calendar as you use for street sweeping as you do for bike lanes.
Chris, it's a great idea. These guys are right.
Don't tell him. He'll be insufferable.
Curtis is on staff now.
Next one's $20.
Some of these diehard bikers, you know, they'll tell you.
Oh, believe me, I hear from them.
So do I.
So do you. All right, if we endorse you and we get all of our listeners to vote for you, can you guarantee us a playoff appearance this upcoming season?
You know what? I'm going to guarantee a playoff experience. Playoff game regardless.
You're guaranteeing it regardless?
Yeah.
You feel that good about it?
Yeah, right. I feel good about
it. Yeah, feel good about it.
But I feel good about it every year. Yeah. So. I feel really good about it this year.
Feel good about Mike Vrabel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm no expert. I'm just a fan. But we all know enough. When you watch, you can see there's – whatever it is there with the players.
No, I was just going to say, in closing real quick, because I know I saw you on social media talking to Smoke Bulger, and you bring up connectivity, right? And that's the one thing I feel like I don't get from Mayor Wu, is like you being from here and understanding what people need in the city, you know, what they need in those neighborhoods, you know, the fact that your headquarters is right in Nubian Square, right down there, Joe's Steakhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Joe's
Steak and Cheese.
Yeah.
And he's got great Trey Lefe cake, I always
do. But she knows what they need in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's where she's from. Here's...
But what advantage do you feel like you have that for the people that are going to now be voting or trying to figure out, do I vote for him?
All right, so, Jermaine, I'll give two answers. And one is I'm not here to, you know... criticize the other side. I will say one thing. When I started knocking on doors in the fall of 1990 in the D Street, Old Colony, and Old Harbor housing developments, getting kids who weren't going to school to go to school, she was in elementary school in Chicago. So they love to say I'm a carpet, whatever.
Carpetbagger.
You know, for me, and this is when I said at the beginning, these 35 years of learning from people and about the power of community. My advantage, you just show up, man. Like a lot of people have said, well, you were in the community, but how come I never heard of you? I said, well, because I just showed up. It wasn't about me. It was about building community. And that's gotten out there a lot, which is great. And I think I know a lot of folks, quiet folks. I mean, we talk about a lot of folks we know in East Boston. It's just about using those connections, showing up to the people, having the ability to listen, understand, and validate whatever their concerns, their issues are. It doesn't mean you promise everything, but that's it. So having those gateways into so many of the neighborhoods is important.
Well, I appreciate you coming by, Josh Kraft. Great to see you.
Greg, thank you all for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And everything, again, the family has done a lot when it comes to this event. We appreciate that.
Of course.
And your support of the Jimmy Fund, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome on the show anytime you want.
I will be back, definitely.
We're still trying to get your opponent on. But you know,
I'll hold signs.
You're going to hold the sign.
Yeah, this interview, I'll hold signs.
You're going to spell it right, or I'm
they're already spelled by the time I get the sign. I'll hold signs.
Greg.
All right. Listen. Good luck.
Right. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Right. Thank you guys for having me. Have a great day. Good luck with the fundraising.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. We're at Fenway Park. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back at Fenway Park, and $2,871,000, $828 is what you have given so far. And with us right now is Matt Coakley from Verizon. Matt, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
We are delighted with the support that you guys give, not only to the radio station, but with this event every year. And I know it's important to you guys when it comes to getting involved in the community.
Absolutely. So for me and my teams manage all the stores from Maine on down to Virginia, and we're in all the communities. We've got store employees there. We're building networks in all of those markets and all those neighborhoods. And so when we are there, that's who we are. And so we've got causes that we donate to, including the Dana-Farber Institute and this great cause.
I tell you, the Verizon signal's so strong. Mm-hmm. At the Dana-Farber, I was on like the sixth floor, Verizon for the win.
You did say that. But I had a lunch with you guys recently. I get to talk and rave about you guys all the time on the radio.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. But we were talking
about... You know, my philosophy, any day in which you get a free lunch has been a successful day.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I'm getting another one on Thursday.
Would you agree?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ken, write that down.
But the last lunch, which was just a few months ago, we talked about different events that happen in Boston and how Verizon can make an actual good impact in the community. And I brought up the Jimmy Fund, and not 3 weeks later, you guys were involved. It was just so amazing how such a big company like Verizon took the time to listen to us, this small voice, and immediately made an impact. And so I just, it spoke so much, so highly of who Verizon is as a company.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. You bringing it up, bringing it to our attention. One of the things I'm proudest of to be a Verizon employee is that we have a company match program for all of our donations. So all of our employees in the retail stores, building the networks all across the country, if they have a cause that they want to contribute to, we'll match it. And so there's thousands of nonprofit organizations that we've donated to every year, and that's millions of dollars that we're going to great causes every single year. Super proud of that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank everybody at Verizon. Your support of this event and the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber is incredible. And I also sincerely, before you go, wanted to offer
thoughts and prayers, because I was told you're a Mets fan. So,
every year can be heartbreak or it can be a miracle. You never know.
We're all thinking about you at this time.
He saw Fenway for the first time yesterday.
What'd you think?
I mean, this is iconic. I can't wait to come back and catch a game here. This is amazing.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, thanks to Verizon, and we will be right back with our pal Andrew Raycroft on day number two of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.